صباح الخير. عناوين اليوم: أضخم صفقة في تاريخ أوراكل ب 28.3 مليار دولار، سيمبليفاي تحصل على استثمار بقيمة 5.1 مليون دولار، وتراجع أسعار النفط بفعل مخاوف من أوميكرون. يا أهلا وسهلا فيكم ببرنامجكم صباحكم مع سماشي، معي أنا هالة بسام، ومعنا بخلف الكواليس علي.
صباح الخير يا جماعة الخير.
كيفك اليوم علي؟
أنا مبسوط.
مبسوط إن شاء الله دائما يا رب، وإن شاء الله كل الناس يكونوا عم بيتابعونا بنفس هيك الإنتاجية والطاقة الإيجابية اللي عنده إياها اليوم علي. صحيح؟
صح.
خلونا نبدأ مباشرة بأخبارنا لليوم ونحكي عن صفقة الاستحواذ اللي صارت وقامت فيها ووافقت فيها وعليها شركة أوراكل، اللي هي صفقة الاستحواذ على شركة سيرنر اللي هي مزودة للأنظمة والسجلات الطبية مقابل 28.3 مليار دولار تقريبا. في صفقة من شأنها أن تضيف قاعدة عملاء واسعة في صناعة الرعاية الصحية لتعزيز أعمال الحوسبة السحابية وقواعد البيانات الخاصة بالشركة صانعة البرمجيات. وهون عم نشوف تداخل موضوع الرعاية الصحية بالأمور المتعلقة بالتقنية وتحديدا تقنيات الحوسبة السحابية، وهذا هو المستقبل. عم نشوف معظم القطاعات عم تتجه نحو هذا المجال. أعلنت الشركتين في بيان يوم الاثنين يوم أمس عن أنه الصفقة ستكون نقدية بالكامل، وهي أكبر صفقة من نوعها لشركة أوراكل، حيث راح تدفع شركة أوراكل 95 دولار للسهم الواحد. يمثل السعر علاوة بنسبة 20% على القيمة السوقية لشركة سيرنر يوم الخميس الماضي، عندما أصبحت محادثات الصفقة علنية ولأول مرة. تراجعت أسهم أوراكل بنسبة 3% في تعاملات يوم الاثنين، في حين تم تعليق التداول على أسهم سيرنر في انتظار الإعلان. طبعا صفقة ضخمة جدا في تاريخ أوراكل، ومثل ما عم نشوف ومثل ما ذكرنا أنه معظم القطاعات عم تتجه أنه الداتا تبع والبيانات يكون فيها تقنية الحوسبة السحابية في المستقبل. أما عن ثاني خبر معنا لليوم ونحكي عن الشركات الناشئة، فأعلنت سيمبليفاي اللي هي منصة بطاقات الدفع في منطقة الشرق الأوسط وشمال أفريقيا وباكستان أيضا، عن جمع استثمارات بقيمة 5.1 مليون دولار أمريكي، تعتزم تخصيصها لتسريع توسعها في أنحاء المنطقة، وذلك عقب إطلاقها التجريبي في أغسطس من هذا العام. عم بتوفر سيمبليفاي للشركات حل شامل لإصدار وإدارة برنامج البطاقات الخاصة بها، وطبعاً بغية تقديم تجربة سلسة للمستخدمين عبر مختلف الأسواق في المنطقة. عم بتدير الآن المنصة جميع شركاء المنظومة المعنيين بإصدار البطاقات، طبعاً بما في ذلك البنوك، مخططي البطاقات أيضاً، والمعالجين ومقدمي خدمات التحقق من الهوية، بالإضافة إلى ذلك استيفاء البطاقات وخدمات العملاء، إضافة أيضاً إلى توفير مجموعة من التقنيات الهادفة اللي عم بتشكلها سيمبليفاي. كما تتولى سيمبليفاي عمليات البطاقات اليومية ووظائف الامتثال، حتى تتمكن الشركات من التركيز على نقاط قوتها الأساسية والاستفادة من إمكانات المنصة ونطاقها أيضاً، وكل هذا عم نشوفه تحديداً في منطقتنا العربية. أما عن آخر خبر معنا لليوم وننتقل إلى أسعار النفط، فتراجعت أسعار النفط تحديداً يوم أمس الاثنين بعد ما أثارت زيادة الإصابات بسلالة أوميكرون المتحور من فيروس كورونا في أوروبا والولايات المتحدة مخاوف المستثمرين من أن يؤدي فرض قيود جديدة لمكافحة انتشارها إلى انخفاض الطلب على الوقود. وتراجع مزيج برنت في المعاملات الآجلة عند التسوية دولارين أو 2.7% إلى 71.52 دولار للبرميل الواحد، بينما انخفض خام غرب تكساس الوسيط الأمريكي 2.63 دولار، يعني تقريبا 3.7%، ليبلغ 68.23 دولار للبرميل الواحد عند التسوية. وهبط أيضا برنت إلى أدنى مستوى في الجلسة، تقريبا وصل إلى 69.28 دولار للبرميل الواحد، كما انخفض أيضا خام غرب تكساس الوسيط إلى 66.04 دولار للبرميل الواحد، وكلاهما كانوا أدنى مستويات منذ أوائل ديسمبر الجاري، وذلك أمريكا بسبب التخوف من المتحول الجديد أوميكرون، ومثل ما عم نشوف عم ترتفع أسعار الذهب الآن لأنه هو يعتبر الملاذ الآمن للاستثمار تحديدا في ظل التقلبات اللي عم نعيشها بالفترة الحالية. هذه كانت كل أخبارنا الصباحية لليوم، شوفكم أنا بكرة بنفس الموعد بأخبار مفصلة أكثر عن عالم البزنس والتكنولوجيا. لا تنسوا تتابعونا على كل مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي الخاصة بسماشي تي في، تسمعوا البودكاست تبعنا وتنزلوا الابليكيشن. نهاركم سعيد. And we're back with our guest Arya, a founder of Kind Life. Welcome to the show, Arya.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
First of all, we would like to know the story of Kind Life. Why did you start it and when did you start it?
So Kind Life is a vegan snacking brand in the UAE. And it's our goal to create healthy snacks that don't compromise on taste and texture.
Yes.
So we really believe that if someone's choosing a healthier alternative, it should still be satisfying and it doesn't have to be boring. And it was founded by me and my husband Akshay and his sister Ruchika. And it started in our kitchen, actually.
So it's a family business.
Yes, yeah. It's a family brand. And I'm vegan, so I bake. And it actually started because I had a lot of food intolerances and gut issues. So I always struggled to find that like sweet tooth cravings satisfied. So there were only two options in the market. You know, there were the vegan gluten-free snacks that had a lot of chemicals in them. And then the healthy vegan gluten-free snacks that just didn't taste
good. Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Yeah. I started baking and both of them actually, their family business is in the food business. Mm-hmm. So they came in with a very different perspective. Like, you know what? Like you have this amazing product and you know, there's really like a gap in the market. So let's just create a brand and share it with everyone.
That's amazing because there is kind of a misconception of like, if it's healthy food, it doesn't taste
exactly.
good, you know?
So
and
we really
need to change that.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's amazing.
So we currently have cookies, mm-hmm. Cookies and cookie dough bites, and they're all vegan, gluten-free, refined sugar-free, preservative-free, and delicious.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you still bake them?
I still bake them, yeah. But now I have them ready, so I'd rather just pick it up from the supermarket.
Where are they if people would like to buy them here in UAE?
So we're in supermarkets in Spinneys, Waitrose, Choitums, Carrefour, and e-commerce websites like Kibson's and Good Basket and our own website, kindlife.com.
Yeah. How was the process and the logistics part of it? Because you said part of the family, they have F&B background as well.
Yeah. So distribution is their business. Mm-hmm. So in terms of distribution and logistics, that's already, that was already figured out. So it was just like, okay, we have this idea, we have the background. So you know, it just makes sense. And in terms of the production, so we basically just approach manufacturers mm-hmm. with our recipe and then they produce it and package it to us and just have it delivered straight to our warehouse.
That's amazing. When did you start it exactly?
We are a pandemic baby. We launched, we were on supermarket shelves the week of lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and how was that?
It was tough because like, you know, we couldn't do like the food tasting in the supermarkets and things like that. But the fact that it was a pandemic and, you know, people were, I guess, not looking for new snacks.
Yep.
We still did really well.
That's
so
amazing.
Yeah, we have,
really good.
We're really excited for the future.
That's amazing. And plus you have your own website. So you
exactly.
are on the e-commerce part
yes.
because if people can't go and buy it from the supermarket, it's there on the website,
exactly.
right?
Like,
yeah. How are the sales on the website?
They're good. Yeah. So Kibson's and a few other food websites, people buy like all their groceries. Mm. So we noticed that it's doing very well there because you can just throw in a cookie and like a dessert with your vegetables and your groceries. And on our website, we noticed people just buy like if they want bulk, you know, like if I want to buy like
interesting.
A couple of boxes, you just,
That's interesting. And it's a family business. I know your husband is here.
Yes,
but,
he's here because I was very nervous.
But tell us more with transparency, please.
Yes.
Like how does it feel? How does it How is it like working with family?
Of course, it's not for everyone. Like, yeah. I know for a lot of people, they can't work with family and friends. But it works for us.
That's amazing.
We really get along, and three of us are very different. So we bring something very different to the table. You know, we have different backgrounds, different skills. And yeah, we've come up with ground rules that work for us. So we don't, you know, get into any
because it's important how important it is to set boundaries, exactly. Especially when it's like family and business together.
Exactly. It's a lot of fun, and when we have like the small wins and even like, you know, some like tough times, like we're together, we live in the same house, so you know, we're kind of going through the ups and downs together, and
it's great. It easy to disconnect from your personal to
we figured it out.
Yeah
It was hard in the beginning. Like in the beginning, we would notice like at the dinner table we would be talking about, you know, what's like the plan and how the business is going. But then we just decided, you know what, let's just have a cut off and
which is healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, honestly, like it's healthy even for the business because
you'll
come fresh. And
exactly.
Yeah, 100%. If you want to name like the biggest challenge you faced so far in the journey of the startup life.
I think it would be the pandemic and COVID. Yeah, like it was not expected. Like you go in planning to launch a business and like you have like a plan, and then suddenly out of nowhere, everything changes, you know, and no one knew how long it's going to last, how it's going to go. And you just have to kind of be spontaneous and just go with it. So I think that was our biggest challenge, like not knowing what the trends are going to be and what's going to happen. And especially when we were in lockdown and like no one was going to supermarkets, that was a challenge.
Yeah, and especially that you launched during that period of time.
Exactly.
So maybe people don't even know about the product.
Exactly.
So it's not like they know it and
hard.
Yeah, exactly.
It was tough, but that's why we just feel so blessed and happy that regardless of the pandemic, we grew and like that just gets us very excited for the
future. How important was the marketing strategy and plan and social media as well?
Really important. Yeah. We've noticed that that's made a huge difference. And of course, we couldn't do too much the first year because it was, again, like with COVID, it was a little tough. Mm-hmm. You know, people weren't meeting and socializing and things like that. But now for sure, we are just going full on with the marketing and the social media.
Because it's very, very important, especially during those times. And vegan, like recently, it's becoming also a trend, you know?
Yes.
So how does that work with your brand?
And it works really well.
Right?
Like we're very happy.
And are you spreading awareness of how important this product? Because I feel there's a role from your startup, like to spread awareness of how important seriously it is. For us to eat consciously,
100%. I mean, I've been vegan for more than 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always had lots of food intolerances and I couldn't eat a lot of things, you know. And I feel like more and more people are becoming more aware of the gut issues and your health issues and things like that. And it's just amazing that everyone is starting to do more research and like realize that, okay, eliminating certain foods will make you feel better. And that's why we created this. And like, hopefully this brand can help people satisfy those cravings, you know?
Which is great because like, even we were looking at the Google search in 2021 and one of the main keywords that people were searching for is like sustainability across everything. So it's good to see that there's like awareness spread and people 100%. Are actually being conscious about those things lately.
I used to really struggle here before to find vegan options, but I feel like it's growing, so like I have options everywhere now.
Exactly now it's different. What are the future plans for Kind Life?
We hope to become a very well-known vegan brand. We want to add more products to our range and grow in the Middle East and hopefully expand to like everywhere else in the world.
That's amazing. Yeah. We would love to see that.
Us too. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much and best of luck.
Thank you.
And thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
شكرا لكل الناس اللي تابعتنا. أنا بشوفكم بكرة بنفس الموعد. نهاركم سعيد جميعا.